Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Gavin Newsom's wife paid herself $3.7 million from her own charity. She's such a virtuous woman. Maybe some of that money was going to go towards her neck job. Because you know priorities. This is also the women that used to smash Harvey Weinstein and made Gavin sit in the cuck chair and watch. But seriously, most charities are just intended for the elite so they can use them as a tax avoidance strategy. Meanwhile, Gavin drives Comey-Forney into bankruptcy. Up next, a former superyacht worker reveals what it's like being at sea with billionaires. There are men who think that the rules do not apply to them. But do they really apply once you get into international waters? Also, superyacht worker is an interesting way to say street worker. Imagine my shock that super wealthy men treat sex workers as sex objects away from the prying eyes of the mainland. This woman is criticizing the same people that made her lifestyle a possibility and all for advertising and attention purposes. Number 3, the woke lamestream media is struggling to explain why Gen Z men are turning against feminism. Maybe it's because they've been told that they're toxic mansplainers their whole lives and see women getting the advantage at work by getting the best positions thanks to DEI. But feminism is a great thing for men because it's finally liberated us from having to take care of women. Gen Z men, 50-60% of them are planning to leave America and saving money and getting remote jobs to be able to do so. Moving on, a brother-in-law was jailed for 7 years for molesting his sister-in-law, and now the sister-in-law says she was molested in her dreams. Looks like we have ourselves a regular Freddy Krueger here. All that, and she ruined his life, career, family, and reputation. And women wonder why more men than ever refuse to go near them, let alone date or marry them. Makes you wonder how many Andy Dufresnes are out there in prison thanks to false allegations. Number 5, this woman had a shocking admission after having sex with a student. It's not shocking anymore. This sort of behavior is commonplace. I've got pedo teacher fatigue at this point. There's so many stories like this, and they need a special prison just for ladies like this one. But they'll never build a place like that, and often these women get released and don't usually go on to the sex offender registry either. Up next, Brian Johnson says he's going to be alive for the last Bitcoin halving in 2140. And he's also going to make sure the rest of us are around for it too. Does anyone really believe this because bro already looks half dead? I'm a Bitcoiner and I still believe that both Bitcoin and Brian Johnson are going to die well before 2060. The interest for Bitcoin has been falling but the OGs keep accumulating more and more of it. I'm going to triple my holdings if the price falls to 40K in October. Number 7, people are saying that Megan Fox is turning heads with her latest Instagram photos. Makes me wonder if she's either photoshopped her rear end or she got a Brazilian bum lift. Also, I wonder what her boys, I mean girls, think of these photos. Remember all you traditional men out there, this is what a woman of God looks like, according to her in 2026. She's pushing 40 and is still acting like she's 20. Moving on, Denmark is installing these floating islands, making a safe place for birds and bees. I didn't know this, but they're actually Canada geese in Europe. Who in their right mind would import this biological pooping hazard? It destroys golf courses and attacks people in parks going near their nests. Also, these aren't anything new and were called chinampas and have existed ever since the Mexica Empire. It's great for keeping pests away from your crops. Number 9, fewer white males will have board seats for corporations in the future according to the UK Diversity. I guess more companies will be in trouble financially as they hire women and minorities instead of competent men. And yet even with the official stories like this one, people are going to say that white males being replaced is just a far-right conspiracy theory. They aren't hiding it anymore, and if you call them out on it, they'll gaslight you and say it ain't so. Up next, forget about OnlyFans. Here's OnlyCuts. This woman opened a men's salon where she cuts your hair while sitting in your lap as a complimentary service to keep men coming back forever. And you just know that she's probably going to get two tips. One while she's sitting on men's laps, and the other one, they pay her for a service. I'm sure that her service is so popular that even fully bald men are lining up around the corner to get their haircuts. Number 11, here's 29-year-old Joe Burrow, dating a 44-year-old Jessica Alba. Maybe she groomed him. But if the situation were reversed, women would be calling him a pedo for being with her. In actuality, they're both adults, and no one should care what they do together. I certainly don't. But older women hate it when older men get together with younger women, because they want those older men with money and status for themselves. Moving on, the UK is quickly turning into an Islamic state. Now, children's drawings could be blasphemous under Islamic law, and the Labour Party says that some art as well as music and dance have conflicted with Islam. Labour needs to be declared an enemy of the British state, and their officials and politicians need to be rounded up for treason. If you take people's music and dancing away and give them a goat to play with, no wonder they want to terrorize others. Number 13, 49% of companies in Japan have an old man who does nothing. What a coinkydink. Companies in America say hold my sake because most of them have a bunch of old women that do nothing as well. Most American corporate and government jobs are like babysitting for adult females anyway. As for Japan, is this their equivalent of the Walmart greeter or something? I wouldn't be surprised if this guy was the founder of the company or a friend of the founder. Up next is women send racy photos of men online for cash before blackmailing them and claiming to be 15 years old. And she spared jail. It's zero accountability even when they break the law, it seems. Imagine how long a man would actually go to jail if he did this sort of sexual blackmail. The sooner we replace women with AI and robots, the safer it's gonna be for men out there. But I'm not surprised because PDF files and sex pests walk free. So why not blackmailers too? Number 15, Starcuck's founder and his family are leaving Seattle for Florida, the same day the Democrats pass a new income tax law in Washington State. And they're also moving the corporate office to Nashville. You can't disrespect and tax the wealth and expect them to stay and play. Will someone please think of those poor socialists in Washington State? If they continue doing this, then they'll run out of other people's money to steal. Moving on, remember guys that women are perfect the way they are, but you have to become the type of guy they want you to be. But don't you dare ask her to change for you or she'll lose her mind. I'm done playing these sorts of games for life. And when women tell you to be the kind of guy they want, it's a shit test. And what they really mean is, don't change. Regardless of if you do change or don't, she's still going to give you a hard time. Number 17, someone shares this with me and said, this is the worst Ghostbusters movie ever. Yeah, dude, please don't remind me. Someone even paid me to review this and I had to watch it in the movie theater. I've purged this from my memory successfully. The only recent Ghostbusters film that I actually liked was Afterlife. But I thought that bringing back Dozer was a little bit of lazy writing. As for this film, the funniest part was at the end where they thought they were going to get a sequel. Remember that four ugly women are scarier than ghosts. Up next, for the longest time, we've all seen that IQ bell curve showing that there are more average IQ women out there than men. But Parr and Kierkegaard published a study showing that men have a larger IQ advantage of 2.57 points, more so than women on average. That doesn't sound very equal now, does it? Here's how the bell curve shifts to the right for men. I guess that men having bigger brains than babes makes a difference after all now, doesn't it? Number 19, here's yet more insanity from the UK. There's a proposal to take Winston Churchill and replace him with scenes of nature on cash and meet Nadeem Parra, the half-Jamaican, half-Sri Lankan man who is proposing this change. Why am I not surprised that we have yet another foreigner trying to erase Western history? Whenever I think of the UK, this is what I picture with the Prime Minister licking the feet of Islam. Moving on, Bella says she doesn't need to bring anything to the table because she's a woman and a luxury good, and she calls men broke. Looks like she didn't get the memo that shaming language doesn't work on men anymore, and her attitude doesn't bring men peace, so men will probably stay away from her. She doesn't realize that luxuries are not necessities, and that we don't actually need them. Luxuries also cost way too much. Save your money, guys, and gain your financial freedom. Number 21, the New York Compost is wondering if hot wifing could save your marriage. Kinky couples say that loaning out their wives out for sex strengthens their union. In the past, couples doing this were swingers, where both of the members were gonna smash others. Today, it seems to be about the man becoming a cuck and the woman becoming a slut. Remember, gentlemen, they want you in the cuck chair. Resist it at all cost. Up next, who is this pumpkin? And does she really think that if women divorce their mega husbands, the next chapter in their lives will be so much better? She needs to stop smoking her own belly button lint And why is she saying this? Maybe because misery loves company, or she's trying to increase her own dating options by breaking up good men with their wives. Or she's a rug muncher and she wants those divorced women to get on their knees and shuckle her pea sleeve. Number 23 looks like Penguin Random House Publishing is openly discriminating against white male authors with regards to submissions. They want marginalized voices and have decided to exclude straight white males. But this isn't exactly news if you've been a writer for the last 15 years. It was just unspoken before. Now it's out in the open. Imagine my shock that there's more institutional anti-white racism out there. You don't say. Moving on, I don't know about the oil situation right now, but when the Iran war started, people in Hong Kong rushed to fill up gas as quickly as possible in China, before it ran out. Remember that 20% of the world's oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz, and it's been effectively shut down to most commercial shipping as of right now, and China, Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, and Australia, as well as many other countries, are cut off from their supplies. I made a killing from the drop in the markets, enough to pay for gas for the rest of my life and then some. The Strait of Hormuz could be, in theory, closed for years to come. Number 25 on the last one looks like for some women, even Superman isn't enough for them. Looks like he better get the next woman in line. Unfortunately, he already has a kid with her, so she's probably going to take him to the cleaners if she leaves. But luckily, he didn't marry her. Natalie here is all done up here, but here's what she looks like without any fake-up. The hoflation is real when even a 9.5 out of 10 guy gets together with a 4 or 5 like this. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.